So the investigation was into large-scale cannabis production and manufacture. In June 2015, it was identified through a disturbance that the uniform officers identified the first of the cannabis factories. From there, Serious Crime Directorate detectives picked up the investigation and then identified a further three premises across Gravesend, Rochester, Sittingbourne and Norfolk, whereby a painstaking investigation was carried out by the detectives that identified the 15 people who went before the court and have been duly convicted. So in total, over 16,200 plants were seized, with a street value of £25 to £50 million worth. It's the sheer scale. It's not unusual for the media to report that we've uncovered cannabis factories before, maybe 100 or maybe 200 plants, but the sheer scale being over 16,000 takes it to a different echelon of organised criminality. So we've had sentences today of a maximum of 14 years. I think this shows that Kent Police are committed to tackling the highest level of organised criminality, whether or not it be the highest member of the OCG making the maximum profit, whether or not those people who are involved in the actual manufacture and building of the cannabis factories would also be dealt with robustly.